The average cost of a degree from a four-year private college in the U.S. is $200,000. It's about the same as the median value of a single-family home. And for many parents, paying for college is a sacrifice they're willing to make, even when it takes an enormous toll on their own finances. Caitlin Zaloom is a professor of social and cultural analysis at New York University, and she wanted to understand why parents are sacrificing so much. So she talked to them. Her new book is out this week. It's called Indebted: How Families Make College Work at Any Cost. Caitlin, welcome. You say that parents face several moral traps when they decide whether to pay for their kids' college, and we're going to go through a few of them. But first, why do you see this as a moral issue in the first place?
It's a moral issue because there's a very strong sense of obligation that parents have to raise their children in a certain way. And in the United States, for middle-class parents, that idea is that they want their children to be educated and they want their children to be able to go off in directions that are not hampered by their parents' own situations. College is a really important commitment within that parental value. So parents put a very strong and beyond financial value on what education can give their children.
Okay, so the first moral trap that you point out is this trade-off between paying for what a kid will need when they're little, when they're growing up, and then saving money for college. Describe that.
Parents are asked to save for college in order to ensure this possibility for their child 18 years in the future, at the same time that they're also needing to pay for everyday expenses. And for middle-class parents, that oftentimes has to do with the very kind of readiness they will need to go off to college. For instance, renting or buying a home in a school district where the education is considered to be really good, or whether they should participate in the hockey team, and you maybe have to buy pads or hockey sticks. Is it important because your child loves music to buy or rent them a cello? All of that money, which is about trying to establish a life for them that is rich and will eventually reward them not only with the skills of, say, music, sports, and art, but which also deliver the lessons of discipline and a kind of self-reliance that comes with practice, that will serve them well in the long run.
Then you write about the second moral trap, this idea of the right college as opposed to the affordable college.
That's right. All parents think about both the finances and the fit. And of course, there are parents who make decisions solely on the finances. But the parents that I spoke with are trying to find a balance between the cost of the colleges they have the choice to send their kid to, and also the possibilities that each one of those places will open distinctively. And more often than not, what I heard from parents was that they preferred to think about fit first before they considered the ultimate finances.
Which means you might end up at a place like Yale or an expensive private school as opposed to the more affordable state school that could be just as good as a fancy college. But that last trap that you describe is a wager that college is going to pay off and that it will afford these kids a place in the middle class down the road. From your conversations with parents, did you get the sense that they felt like that wager was worth it?
I think that the parents that I spoke with felt like the wager was worth it for sure, because it was the best way they felt to give their kids a shot. They wanted their children to be able to kind of go out in the world and make themselves into the people that they wanted to be. And college was an important step, maybe the most important step in doing that. It's the moment that children leave their parents' house and decide what direction they are going to take. So they feel like that is worth it to put the money down.
Even if that means they put their own futures at risk.
They worry about that very intensely. At the end of many of my interviews, parents would kind of laugh when I asked them, what about your own future? Because the uncertainty they felt was so very great. And of course, we know that there is a savings crisis in this country, and asking parents to put so much money toward their own children's futures is only going to make that worse.
I can't help but think about the college admissions scandal that we've all been following over the last couple of months. I mean, these are very wealthy families that, in fact, can afford to send their kids to college and, in fact, bribe college officials in order to get their kids into these best schools. How does all of that fit into this conversation in your research with middle-class parents who could never do something like that?
That's right. The parents that I spoke with all have to take the student finance system at its face value. They are not able to bribe officials to get their kids in through the quote-unquote side door of the rowing crew. But the value of these scandals, particularly the scandal where the Illinois parents paid lawyers to falsely give their children over to another for custody, is that it showed just how broken the system is. You know, we open up all of these gaps for people who can really spend the time and money and who have the skills to work the system. But for most parents, they have to deal with what they have been given.
That's why I'm wondering if parents who can afford to pay, who, you know, not every parent who can afford to pay is bribing officials to get their kids in. But I wonder if at some point people will say, I can't afford to send my kid to college, but I'm not going to. You know, maybe at some point parents will make the decision to express some rage they have against this system where college is so expensive and that by paying for your kids to go, it somehow feeds into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that parents are likely to continue to send their kids to college and be quite angry at the same time, because in part because their own experience with college is so very different from what they are experiencing with their children today. So parents who went to school in, you know, the 80s and 90s will not have had to pay nearly as much money as the students today. And that gap oftentimes comes as a big surprise to parents who haven't been planning for it necessarily, but it is also absolutely a huge shock.
How many parents do you think you spoke to over the course of your research?
80 parents, 80 students.
And how many of them are actually having conversations with their kids about this?
You know, they have conversations in a very abstract way, but they don't reveal to their children what the struggles are at home financially.
Why?
Because they feel like their fragility might put their children's futures at risk. They want their children to be able to go off to college without a sense of being responsible for the kinds of choices or predicaments that their parents have found themselves in.
But if the children knew what their parents were facing, couldn't we or shouldn't we trust them to help their parents make the right decision about college?
Well, if we think that the financial decision is always the right decision, that might help. But I think one element that is really important about this silence is that it protects the middle class identity of parents who feel like they are already faltering.
Hmm.
They don't want to allow their kids to know just how kind of imperiled their own status is. And the irony there is that when they pay for college, then they pay the sum they're asked to, it actually ends up then undermining their own stability in the long run, too.
You know, it just makes me think. It makes me think that these parents then are making irrational decisions.
Well, the thing is that we are in a situation where we've forced parents to choose between the values of financial prudence and the values of parenthood. And that is an untenable situation. We shouldn't be surprised that parents are choosing their commitments to their children's futures and educations. We need a way to support that very American commitment.
Caitlin Zaloom, a professor at New York University and the author of a new book that's out this week. It's called Indebted: How Families Make College Work at Any Cost. Caitlin, thank you.
Thank you.